Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Whole Body Reset by Stephen Perrine is a midlife-focused weight loss and wellness guide built around a practical idea. After 40, the most reliable body transformation comes from improving how the whole system works, not from chasing quick fixes. Framed as a plan for a flatter belly, better health markers, and renewed confidence, the book centers on the metabolic and hormonal shifts that can make fat loss feel harder with age. Perrine emphasizes sustainable nutrition, movement that supports joints and muscle, and habits that strengthen recovery and consistency. Rather than positioning willpower as the main solution, the approach highlights environment, routine, and measurable behaviors that can be repeated in real life. The tone is geared toward people who want results without extreme restriction, and it points readers toward strategies that support energy, digestion, and body composition at the same time. It is especially relevant for anyone who feels their old diet playbook stopped working in midlife. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why midlife bodies respond differently to dieting. A core theme of the book is that weight gain and belly fat in midlife are not simply a motivation problem. The plan is built on the reality that aging changes the body's baseline. Muscle tends to decline, daily energy expenditure can drop, and recovery from stress and poor sleep becomes less forgiving. These shifts can make traditional calorie cutting backfire by increasing hunger, reducing training performance, and encouraging muscle loss, which further lowers metabolic demand. The book's reset concept reframes the goal from eating less to building a body that burns more efficiently and functions better. That means prioritizing protein and nutrient density to support lean mass, using movement to preserve strength and mobility, and structuring habits that reduce erratic blood sugar swings and cravings. The emphasis on a whole body approach also connects midlife weight struggles to inflammation, digestion, and stress load, all of which can affect energy and appetite regulation. The takeaway is empowering. If the rules changed, you need an updated strategy, not a harsher one. The book positions midlife as a phase where smarter structure can outperform strictness. Secondly, a nutrition framework aimed at belly fat and metabolic health, the Whole Body Reset presents nutrition as a system you can design, not a temporary diet you endure. The program encourages meals that stabilize appetite and support body recomposition, with an emphasis on protein, high-fiber plants, and quality fats, while reducing highly processed foods that make overeating easy. This structure targets the common midlife pattern of feeling hungry soon after eating, struggling with late-day cravings, and accumulating central fat. The book highlights consistency over perfection, making room for satisfying meals that still align with a calorie deficit when fat loss is the goal. It also places value on timing and balance, such as spreading protein across the day and pairing carbs with fiber and protein to improve satiety and energy. While the exact meal rules vary by reader, the larger point is that food choices can improve key drivers of results: hunger control, blood sugar stability, and muscle maintenance. By focusing on repeatable meal templates and grocery-level decisions, the plan aims to reduce decision fatigue and make progress feel more automatic, especially for busy adults. Thirdly, strength and movement as the engine of the reset. A major pillar of the approach is that exercise in midlife should do more than burn calories. It should protect muscle, support posture, and keep the body resilient. The book emphasizes strength-oriented movement because lean mass is closely tied to metabolic rate, glucose handling, and long-term function. Rather than pushing punishing routines, the plan encourages workouts that are doable, joint-friendly, and scalable, helping readers build momentum without injury setbacks. Strength training also supports the flat belly goal indirectly by improving body composition and core stability, which can change how the midsection looks even before large-scale weight changes occur. The program likely pairs resistance work with purposeful daily activity because step count and general movement can be an easier lever to pull than adding more intense sessions. The broader message is that the right movement plan makes dieting easier by improving energy, mood, and confidence, while also giving the body a reason to hold on to muscle during fat loss. For midlife readers, this training mindset prioritizes longevity. You are not just losing weight, you are building a body that can keep the weight off. Fourthly, lifestyle levers, sleep, stress, and recovery that shape results. The book treats lifestyle factors as non-negotiable inputs rather than optional extras. In midlife, sleep quality and stress management often determine whether nutrition and workouts actually translate into fat loss. Poor sleep can increase hunger signals, reduce impulse control, and make high-calorie foods more rewarding, while chronic stress can encourage comfort eating and disrupt recovery. The reset approach frames these issues as solvable through routines, not through vague advice to relax. Readers are guided toward creating a sleep-supportive schedule, reducing stimulants and late-night habits that impair rest, and building small decompression practices that lower stress reactivity. Recovery is also positioned as a performance tool. When you recover better, you can train consistently, move more during the day, and make better food choices with less friction. This topic also supports the idea of whole body health, since digestive comfort, energy, and mood are connected to the same foundations of sleep and stress regulation. By elevating recovery to the same level as diet and exercise, the book helps readers avoid the midlife trap of doing more and getting less. Lastly, creating a sustainable plan with tracking and real-world flexibility. Another important element is sustainability. A reset should be something you can live with, not a short burst of restriction followed by rebound. The book emphasizes practical structure, such as planning simple meals, setting realistic weekly targets, and using progress signals beyond the scale. For midlife readers, this matters because body composition changes can be slower, water retention can mask fat loss, and focusing only on weight can lead to unnecessary frustration. The plan encourages measuring what you can control, including consistency with protein, steps, strength sessions, and sleep routines. It also supports flexible decision-making, so social events, travel, and busy weeks do not derail momentum. Instead of labeling foods as forbidden, the approach is to set guardrails that keep you in a favorable pattern most of the time. This topic also addresses maintenance. Once progress happens, the next challenge is holding the gains. The reset mindset teaches readers to transition from a fat loss phase to a long-term lifestyle where strength, nutrition quality, and recovery remain priorities. The outcome is not just a smaller waistline, but a repeatable system for staying healthy. In conclusion, this book is best for adults in midlife and beyond who feel their previous diet and exercise methods no longer work, especially those dealing with stubborn belly fat, lower energy, and inconsistent results. It is also a strong fit for readers who want a clear plan that integrates food, movement, and lifestyle, rather than treating weight loss as a single variable math problem. The benefit to daily life is practical. By prioritizing muscle preservation, appetite control, and recovery, readers can improve how they feel while also changing how they look. The approach supports better energy, steadier mood, and routines that make healthy choices easier to repeat, which is often the missing piece for long-term success. Compared with similar midlife weight loss books that lean heavily on extreme restriction, one-size-fits-all macros, or trend-based rules, The Whole Body Reset stands out for its whole system emphasis and its focus on sustainability. It frames weight loss as the byproduct of better body function and better habits, which helps readers avoid the cycle of short-term fixes and rebound. If you want a structured reset that respects midlife realities and promotes lasting change, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Stephen Perrine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.